This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that there is great concern everywhere, it seems, about domestic terror of one kind or another. Is this concern appropriate? Do we reach the same level of fear that we should have about domestic terror that we had once upon a time, and it wasn't so long ago, really, it was 20 years ago, where we became deeply concerned and appropriately concerned about Islamo-Nazi terror, about people coming from abroad or people affiliated with entities abroad planning mass murder and destruction and horror. What about the current focus on the domestic terror threat? There are a couple of articles that indicate it may be greatly exaggerated. We will get to that. There's also a debate going on among a collection of people. Joy Reid of MSNBC, Don Lemon of CNN, Senator Tim Scott, Republican of South Carolina, Trey Gowdy of Fox News now. The debate, what do we need to worry about more? White supremacy or woke supremacy? It seems to me that this says a great deal about where we are and the nature of the political struggles coming up. There is also discussion about the vaccine and the progress on the vaccine. It's now more than 10% of Americans have gotten both vaccines, both shots, they're getting the Johnson & Johnson single-shot version. The 10% of Americans, which is a lot of people, it's over 30 million people, have now completed the vaccine process. And it's almost 20% who have taken at least one shot, which provides some protection. Is that leading to a change in the way that we live right now? And what do we do to encourage more people to be willing to get those shots? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. The first question that I think deserves some attention is this question of domestic terror. When Merrick Garland was just confirmed as our new Attorney General of the United States, long-time, long-serving justice of the leading appellate court in the United States, the appellate court in Washington, D.C., Merrick Garland is now the new Attorney General. He has said he is going to put a particular focus on domestic terror. And when you hear some of the things that they are uncovering from some of the participants in the January 6th riot of the Capitol, okay, sounds like it's appropriate. If people are talking about violence, they ought to be monitored. They ought to be monitored carefully. But one of the things that I do find difficult, and this was highlighted in a piece by a left-wing columnist, a left-wing activist named Glenn Greenwald. You may remember he became fairly famous. He was working with the WikiLeaks entire operation. He is very much, he's British of nationality and very much an opponent of the security state, as he calls it in the United States. What he says is that right now, the same people who were warning the United States, it seems to me appropriately, about the danger of international Islamic terror and mobilizing all kinds of attempts at counterattacks and suppressing some of the groups that were calling for the destruction of the United States. And after all, this is after the murder of 3,000 Americans on September 11th. That what is going on right now with the domestic terror hysteria is somewhat similar. And his basic point is this, is that we were all told that on Inauguration Day there was going to be an attempt to disrupt the Inauguration Day. There would be thousands of people coming to Washington. That never happened. We were told on Inauguration Day that they had credible information from the FBI and elsewhere that there were going to be attempts to rally people at various state capitals and to disrupt any proceedings at the various state capitals. And that didn't happen. There was basically no turnout. They had big turnout of National Guardsmen. They had big turnout of security forces, but no real threat. And then the other thing that you hear a great deal about, no one feels more disgusted by what happened on January 6th than I do. And it was appalling. There were at least seven people with deaths associated with what happened. But by the way, none of those people were innocent civilians. There was no strike. None of them were members of Congress. And the people who died, and one of the points that Glenn Greenwald makes, is we didn't even get solid information about Officer Sicknick. He was not, apparently, and that, I think, is now agreed by everybody who has fact-checked and looked at it. The initial reports that he died because he was struck by a fire extinguisher, it wasn't true. And what happened in the Capitol was awful. There was a disruption of a legal constitutional process that was important to go through. But if you look at it and you keep saying, well, we came so close to losing our democracy. We were just a little bit away from losing American democracy and from basically losing our country. That's not true either. If someone can explain to me what could have happened on that day, I mean, you can explain all kinds of ways that it could have been handled better. They should have been more prompt in sending the National Guard. They had 250 National Guard troops ready to go. The police were not prepared for what occurred. All of that is true. But losing our democracy, how would that have happened? In other words, this goes also to the people who still believe that it's a stolen election. How are you going to overthrow that stolen election by ransacking the Capitol building and fighting with police officers? The point is, it was a nasty riot. It was terrible. Like a lot of those riots in Seattle, like the riots they're expecting at some point in Minneapolis with the ongoing trial of Derek Chauvin. And there were all kinds of property destruction and looting, but was any of the BLM or Antifa violence across the country, did that put us in danger of losing our democracy? Shouldn't we drop that language? Because, see, when that language is used by the other side, there's a piece in the Associated Press where they quote someone named Jessica Watkins, who said, and she was very involved with Oath Keepers. She said to members of Oath Keepers, "I need you fighting fit by inauguration." She said, "If Biden becomes president, our way of life as we know it is over. Our republic would be over. Then it is our duty as Americans to fight, kill, and die for our rights." Okay, really? That kind of language, of course, deserves attention and monitoring by the FBI. But there's a piece in Wall Street Journal today by a former longtime FBI special agent that says, "Beware new laws against domestic terror." Why would he say that? Why would somebody who has worked with the FBI take that position? We will get to that and much more. The latest about measuring the respective danger of white supremacy and woke supremacy. Woke supremacy may be a new phrase. We'll also talk about a study that says that people who want long-term relationships are looking for moral outrage. Really? How does that work? We will get to that and much more on The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Big questions. Are religion and science constantly, inevitably at war? Can science provide evidence for God? New York Times best-selling author Stephen Meyer, he's a philosopher of science. He has written The Return of the God Hypothesis, three scientific discoveries that revealed the mind behind the universe. There's a special offer for MedVed listeners. Free excerpt from the book, free digital booklet on intelligent design, a discount on Dr. Meyer's online course, in invitation to an exclusive online meeting with Dr. Stephen Meyer. And amazingly, this new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, has just been endorsed by a Nobel Prize winner in physics, Dr. Brian Josephson, and many other prominent scientists. You can read about it, find out all about it, when you go to discovery.org/MedVed for a special offer you don't want to miss. discovery.org/MedVed.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, talking about the idea that basically we need special attention and even new laws to deal with domestic terror, by which people mean white supremacist violent groups that are apparently gaining strength and support and sympathy, certainly gaining a lot of publicity all across the country. Is that true? Is that something that we need special attention to? Thomas J. Baker, who writes in the Wall Street Journal, says it's an old problem, but targeting groups for what they advocate is a needless and discredited solution. In other words, he's talking like somebody with a background in law enforcement, which he clearly has. And he writes, the FBI has been successfully engaged in the fight against domestic terror for more than half a century. Throughout the 1950s and early 1960s, the Bureau waged a campaign against the Ku Klux Klan's murders and bombings, and agents often invoked laws protecting citizens from conspiracies to deprive them violently of their constitutional rights. In the late 60s, attention shifted to the left-wing violence of the Weathermen and similar groups. See, once you're dealing with groups that are planting bombs, and one of the reasons people were so concerned, and that somebody, I was expecting this actually, I'd mentioned, how did we come close to losing our democracy? Well, there are a bunch of bombs that were found. They were operational, and they were found in cars. Some of them had been planted. We don't know who exactly they were associated with yet, but there were bombs there on January 6th when they ransacked the Capitol building. But that's very different from what we have been seeing so far. And what we have been seeing so far is something far less than the profound threat to our democracy. Look, it's unhealthy. It's disgusting. It needs attention. I think that it's entirely appropriate to go after people who are planning violent disruptions, or property destruction for that matter. That's part of why we have law enforcement. But what Thomas Baker, former FBI agent, says, he says, a menu of federal criminal laws already on the books can be and have been invoked to fight domestic terrorism without compromising the First Amendment. The Bill of Rights can't get lost in an urge to do something that will make some advocates feel better. As former FBI Director William H. Webster frequently reminded us agents, we must do the job the American people expect us to do, but in the manner that the Constitution demands of us. Let's go to Steve in Tacoma, Washington. Steve, you're on the MedVet Show.
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
Doing well.
Good. I was saying to your screener that I think the fact that they are trying to start a civil war, and they're taking opportunities as they see them, be it in Michigan trying to kidnap the government, or at the January 6th event, they're trying to take these opportunities to pop it off. Boogaloo is a slang for civil war. Boogaloo boys are trying to start a U.S. race-based civil war. That is their goal. And they're just taking pot shots at our democracy until it pops off, until that boogaloo occurs. I have crazy friends who read about this stuff, and I dare say believe it. I'm ex-military, and they have military backing, or at least veteran backing, and military active, and we can ignore it, but eventually that one Lexington shot heard around the world could occur. That one Fort Sumner could occur. Just because they suck at this doesn't mean we should ignore it, because eventually they might get lucky.
Okay, Steve, if, first of all, your call's great, and I appreciate it. But when you are comparing some of these thugs and morons and losers to people at Lexington and Concord, which was the skirmish that began the American Revolution, those people in Lexington and Concord were militiamen. And they had been signed up with the government. They were serving their local government. They were not rebels at that point, because they felt that they had loyalty to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, which had assigned them to and organized them as a militia. And that's part of my problem with overstating the idea of a threat to democracy. And I think what you said about the Boogaloo boys is very true. Is that when the level of attention that this threat seems to be gathering right now. It only encourages them. In other words, you want to start a civil war? Well, if you listen to all of the horror and terror and I think over the top worries about this, that then it seems to empower the people who are responsible for the craziness. And
they
don't want empowerment.
They are acting alone. They have communities. Trump empowered them. We need to take that away from them. Government empowerment is bad. But shining a light on something doesn't empower it.
I agree with you entirely. Or if people are talking about violence, that's against the law, and it is perfectly appropriate to prosecute people on that basis. But I think that you also raise, and thank you for your call, you also raise a really disturbing story, and I'll ask you about it, which just broke today. It says, according to a new Morning Consult and Politico poll, actually, no, it's not done by Morning Consult and Politico, it's done by the Ronald Reagan Foundation. So it's a conservative operation. The trust in the U.S. military has decreased significantly in recent years, according to a new public opinion poll released by the Ronald Reagan Institute this week. About 56% of Americans surveyed said they have a great deal of trust and confidence in the military, but that's down from 70% just 2 years ago. The poll includes views of more than 2,500 individuals who were asked questions in early February. To see this drop is quite a concern, said Roger Zackheim, who was Washington director of the Ronald Reagan Institute. This is not just the events of the past 12 months. We're seeing this trend now. Why do you think? Oh, okay. Well, if anybody else out there has an idea, why would people be... Now, there's much higher trust and confidence in the military than other institutions. If you compare that to public education, that's 21%. 21%. And military, it's 56%. Public health officials, a little bit better, 33%. Congress... Well, it's pathetic. 10% have a trust and confidence in Congress. But for the military to be going down from almost everybody down to about half of Americans, why are people losing confidence in our armed services? We'll speculate about that and go to more, some political news about celebrities getting ready to make Senate races or governor's races. Coming up.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This historic legislation is about rebuilding the backbone of this country and giving people in this nation, working people, middle class folks, people who built the country, a fighting chance.
President Biden's comments as he signs the massive COVID-19 stimulus bill into law. In the past year since the pandemic began, the United States has added $5 trillion to our nation's debt. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy calling the bill the largest single spending bill in history and a payoff for political allies of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves has signed the first ban on transgender athletes to participate in women's sports in public schools. The Republicans saying the law is necessary to level the playing field for female athletes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And on the Michael Medved show, so why would the military be going down in terms of trust? 1-800-955-1776. The numbers, again, are striking. 70% of Americans, according to the same survey, back in 2018, said they have a great deal of trust and confidence in the military. It's now down to 56%. It's amazing to me that half the country, nearly, some 44%, would not agree that they have a trust and confidence in our military. And does that have to do with the rise of external threats, China, Russia, Islamic terror? I don't think so. I think it has to do with some of the, all of the controversy about basically forcing transgendered recruits into the military, the charges and some of the horrible and much publicized cases of sexual bad behavior, assault and worse, and even murder on military bases. We've had recently the example of some military personnel who have taken up terrorist causes. And then again, there is also the fact that we just went through a year that saw a great deal of urban violence, and a lot of that aimed against police. And police officers have also seen a dramatic drop in law enforcement confidence. The police went down from 50% in 2018 to 39%, so it was similar. And with all of that, there's also the sense that we are not right now engaged in any major war. Of course, there are literally thousands, tens of thousands of Americans who are still in one sense or another in harm's way on our behalf. But I think that some of the sympathy for the military obviously is much higher at a time of international danger. And then again, there's also a certain amount of publicity about former military people being involved with crackpot organizations like the Boogaloo Boys and the Three Percenters and the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys, all of whom, by the way, remain very small, very fringe organizations. And the Associated Press piece that I was speaking to you about, the headline is U.S. Narrows In on Organized Extremists. As members of the Oath Keepers paramilitary group shouldered their way through the mob and up the steps to the U.S. Capitol, their plans for the January 6th riot were clear. Quote, and this is from some of the legal cases brought against personnel with that Oath Keepers group. Quote, arrest this assembly, meaning the Congress of the United States. We have probable cause for acts of treason, election fraud. Someone commanded over an encrypted messaging app some extremists use to communicate during the siege. The idea that treason, as I'm sure the people and Oath Keepers are aware, is the only crime that has a punishment attached in the Constitution. And that punishment is capital punishment. This is why the whole notion of Supreme Court declaring that capital punishment was unconstitutional was so preposterous back in the 1970s. Because the Constitution itself specifies that committing treason against the United States is a capital crime. But the Constitution also says we have rule of law, and not a bunch of thugs who are marching to the Capitol building and accusing members of Congress of both parties of treason. Another part of this story, as the mob swarmed the Capitol, Stuart Rhodes, the leader of the Oath Keepers, was communicating with some of the alleged rioters. Quote, all I see Trump doing is complaining. I see no intent by him to do anything. So the patriots are taking it into their own hands. They've had enough, he said. That was a message via the Signal app to a group about 1:40 p.m., according to the legal papers that have been filed against these folks. And he goes on to say, come to the south side of the Capitol on steps. So a true indication that there was an intent of committing extreme violence that didn't really happen. Cody in Tacoma, Washington, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Michael, how are you doing?
Hey, doing well.
Hey, so my thoughts on, you know, why such a decline, I think it really comes down to the Obama administration, believe it or not. I think it goes before Trump era. I think a lot of those people that were polled maybe were in the military at one point during the Obama administration. I think we saw a pretty huge drop in funding towards the later years of the Obama administration. And it really affected the way that we trained. You know, at least I can say for the U.S. Army, I was in a branch of artillery. When I first got in back in 08, training was pretty nice. We had a lot of funding. We were able to go out into the field and train the way we fight, literally train the way we fight. But towards the end, let's say 2013, 2014, when I got out, I noticed our funding was almost non-existent. I mean, we were taking tanks that we would roll out to the field, you know, from our unit where we were located. We would drive them to the field 20, 30 miles away, occupy, shoot. We practiced how we fought. Towards the end, we were loading those same tanks that we were driving up on hex trailers, semis, in being dropped off at the points we were firing. We had entire platoons being shifted through one tank instead of every section having their own tank. There was just a lot of problems.
Is it better now? From what you understand, do you have a sense that things have improved because of the increases in funding that President Trump was able to bring about?
I really do. You know, I'm not in anymore. I wasn't in when Trump took office, but I still have a lot of friends that are in when Trump took office. And they said the funding that they received from, you know, Obama's later years to the beginning of Trump's beginning years was insanely different. You know, they received much more funding under the Trump administration. I'm not trying to down the Obama administration.
Well, what's interesting about that. But what's different about that is this is one of the most popular things that President Trump did. And the same survey that shows a drop in military confidence dropped down to 56%. It says that 74% of those surveyed said they favor increasing military spending, a figure that has remained consistent in recent years. But only 11% said the military should be the highest priority. I believe it should. They listed health care and education issues ahead of defense. Of course, we spend more on health care and education than we do on defense because a lot of that is state and local spending. Roughly 61% of individuals surveyed supported maintaining U.S. troop levels overseas. But the same amount said they believe that internal threats are a greater or equal challenge for America. I think it's surprising because President Trump did not support the maintaining current U.S. troop levels overseas, but 61% of Americans do, even at a time when they are losing confidence to some extent in our military. But nothing compared to Congress or public education or other institutions. We'll go to another polling revelation about something where the American people are overwhelmingly on a conservative side, coming up. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Here's a question. Did Charles Darwin liberate or undermine society? Ideas have consequences. Learn how three key ideas from Darwin actually undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get a free 39-page digital booklet, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Go to discovery.org/Medved for this special offer. discovery.org/Medved.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about basically how the American people feel at this moment. At some point, they are going to be subjected, we are all going to be subjected to a major public relations campaign beginning tonight at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time. President Biden is going to be delivering his first Oval Office address from the White House, basically congratulating himself and his fellow Democrats on the passage of the gigantic American Rescue Plan, the ARP as it's being called. The same way, I don't think people will long-term refer to it as the ARP any more than most people refer to Obamacare as the ACA, the I even remember what I forget. It's something associated with this act. What does ACA stand for Obamacare entirely? In any event, it's the big rescue package. It's $1.9 trillion. Affordable Care Act. Thank you. That's the right euphemism. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So this is not affordable, and that is why President Obama is going out, Vice President Kamala Harris is going out. They're basically, now that everyone's approved this spending, they're going out on the road to try to convince people that this is a good thing. There is another issue that is making some news in various states, and it's the issue of banning people who say they are girls but are biologically boys from participating in women's sports, because it really is the death of women's sports. Everybody's heard about the situation in Connecticut. What is amazing about this is the Morning Consult Politico, which does not lean to the right. If anything, it leans to the left. They have done a major poll that shows nationally 53% of registered voters say they support banning transgender athletes from competing in women's sports. Only a third of people, as opposed to 53%, actually support having transgendered people compete in women's sports. It's a fascinating study because among men, 59% support such a ban. Among women, it's a lower support level, but it's still a margin of 12 points. By 12 points, women support that kind of ban. Of course, 74% of Republicans support it. But Democrats are evenly split, 40% to 42%. Independents overwhelmingly support it. What's fascinating is that the only generational group that is opposed to that kind of ban is what people call Generation Z. That's the youngest generation. Whereas millennials are 2-1 in favor of that kind of ban. Why would millennials be so different? Because they have children now. Most do. And it's not the kind of thing you want for your children. There's a piece over at Hot Air that says some Republicans say touting the issue will unite two elements of a winning electoral coalition: the party's socially conservative base and more moderate voters in the suburbs who are less reliable GOP supporters but may revolt against what they see as Democratic overreach. I do think it's, again, with all of the publicity about the Equality Act, which would, by the way, among other things, virtually guarantee the right of boys to compete in women's sports, it's amazing to me that the numbers are as favorable to common sense as they are here. Because no one is saying that a young person who wants to compete in sports can't compete if he decides to be transgendered or if she decides to be transgendered. It's just you can't compete in the gender to which you want to affiliate, with the gender to which you want to affiliate. You actually, if you're going to have divisions between men and female sports, male and female sports, this is another question. Why have separation between men and women's sports anyway? And the answer is to have a protected space for women. But you're not protecting those women from people who are biologically, hormonally male. And this is a painful thing that the Olympics haven't figured out yet. And I was actually surprised that right now, with such overwhelming support, and it is, if you look at the polls, for more general questions about LGBTQ rights, that with that kind of overwhelming support on that end of things, that the idea of banning men from participating in women's sports is still so popular. Okay, there's something else that is going on across the country. And the Washington Post reports that lawmakers in more than two dozen states are considering legislation that would prevent employers from mandating that their employees get vaccinated for COVID-19 or anything else, as I understand it, in most of the states. The efforts come even as it is not clear that employers or states will seek to mandate vaccination. The Washington Post writes, the bills, mostly backed by Republicans, would limit employers' ability to require coronavirus vaccines for their staff, according to data from the National Council of State Legislatures. Some would go even further and limit the ability of workplaces to require any vaccines at all, potentially affecting existing rules for flu and hepatitis B vaccines in hospitals and nursing homes. So far, these efforts have seen limited success in North Dakota, Indiana, Mississippi, Wisconsin, and Virginia. Such proposals have already been blocked or failed to pass. It seems to me they should fail to pass. However you feel about a vaccine personally. In other words, I am not saying that every workplace should require vaccinations. I'm not saying the government should require vaccinations. But I am saying that if you are running a business and you want to try to assure your customers that everyone in this business is properly vaccinated and we're following all the prescribed rules, why not? Why should that be against the law? The idea of First Amendment freedom, the idea of ordered liberty, doesn't have to do with preventing your employer from taking a point of view on anything, or making standards of behavior, or making standards of dress. This is one of those questions that comes up from time to time. Do you have a right as an employer to enact a dress code? And that case up in Michigan that helped to redefine the Civil Rights Act of 1964, what that was a case that was about was a funeral home where someone who was employed by the funeral home for a long time was planning to transition into becoming a woman. And they said, you can do whatever you want in your private life, but here you have to continue to dress as a man because it makes people uncomfortable at a very painful time in their life. In any event, the company lost. The individual complainant who had passed away already won. And the point is that at this point they say that that kind of regulation is a violation of equal treatment based upon sex as defined in the Civil Rights Act of 1964. But in this kind of issue, I doubt if you'll find a constitutional basis that says you have no right to require public health measures like vaccinations from your employees. If people have an experience like that, and you're having a tough time, and you're a resistant to getting a vaccine, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. Coming up, why is social outrage considered to be attractive among people looking for long-term relationships? And the battle between woke supremacy and white supremacy. And all the living ex-presidents, except for one, are joining together in an effort. Why is the one exempted? We'll get to that and more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.